就是用阿叔的香。Di cosa vedi? Ieri ci ho messo, solito fosse a dare i suoi secondi, più pochi si sono venuti, chi che dice lo asso? Mi ho fatto in calizia di sé, a colpi c'è il vodko, chi mi c'è io dice di dam, te ero, vi vuoi dire che, la vuoi, so te faccio così, suppose ci è diverso, che ti sei mico, ci ho mi sono e sei andato a coffè, let's say on the 25th, twice, once or twice, so she didn't establish a vessel for one. So then even though she did not end the 25th day has already elapsed, so even though she did not make a decay, she is with Teres Lebalo, but as the Bishyosa points out, that's only in regard to the case where the 25th day she saw on the 25th day twice. She didn't establish a regular cycle on the 25th day. Now is the 27th day. So she tells the Bible without making a picture. But on the 25th day itself, she has saw the Bible. She has saw the Bible. Oh. Now, see me complicado. Read a notion that you invest, you invest. Here is man compuai, you have to know. Nire di tali bua che messa nesse ngei, mun wanu wanu kei, mi chomi shi shinfo besi ke bua. Bo leo shalei bi shas kere sere, tzvi chom pika mit mit tashmi. Gan, so he puts down parenthesis Rambam. But he says, but the Rambam, according to Rambam, in tzvi chom, but, he mir es chsir as there is, according to other shayni, it's also. So, God, then he mentions the shita of the other shayni, not the Rambam. גם אם הוא הלך מלאים ליבי, עצמו לא יבוכני תשניש, ולא ילך התשניש, שאולי יראה ליבי נקרי ופי ראיש. So it's not strange. On one hand, he puts it, there are more put in parentheses. Rambam, so in other words, he's following up the Rambam Shikha. And then, immediately afterwards, he says, גם אם הוא הלך מלאים, he's not allowed to do it. But that's counter-lishness, Rambam. The answer is no, it's not strange. It's not strange, because the Mechaba didn't point out that she's not allowed to make a decay with Neitashis. The Mechaba didn't point it out. Who pointed out? The Ramon. So why didn't the Mechaba point it out? Because the Mechaba apparently doesn't want to pass it like that of the Sheni, that with Neitashis, so a woman is not allowed to make a decay. So that's why he explained the Mechaber. He says, "V'nitzchicha b'dikal b'nei tashmish." And how is it Mechaber doesn't say what he says? Gamim ol hachmiya, because the Mechaber wants to conform to the Shi'as Rambam. That's so he says Rambam. In other words, when Mechaber says "V'nitzchicha b'dikal b'nei tashmish," and he doesn't couple it with a statement, he's asur oliv deik b'nei tashmish. So because the Rambam, the Mechaber wants to conform. She's a Rambam. But Ramon himself, he doesn't want to conform to his Rambam. He passes like the other Rishim. And he's not Rishish for the Shi'as Rambam. So that's why he says, Gamim ol hachil ol indikatsim, ol yu tnei tashmish, ol lach tashmish, shol yu yu ben nikve, ol yu ben nikve pech, avo shol yu bishas tashmish, kol amar ben libdeik, harei ze mishabas. Harei ze mishabas.
Doesn't
he have
a
cover now with
the paper and see how this
Yeah, he mentioned the Rambam. All right, the Rambam must do it. But here, the Rambam explains why is it that the Mechaber here doesn't mention any Olach. He is the one who's saying it. So he puts in parenthesis Rambam, because the Mechaber wants to conform to Shi'as Rambam. According to the Rambam, there is a Mitzvah. And that is a riot that the Mechaber wants to conform to Shi'as Rambam. Because in Simin Kuf Peivov, he mentioned the Shi'as Rambam. Bishas Vesto, Tzorich Nifrish Nimenu in Achas, Viroi Mishol Krei Veiz. Now, this halacha, that also Rovi Alishte in Somach Vesto, and the Gemara learns it out from the Posik Vazadim as Nisroel, Vazor of Nisroel, she is Tzorich Nifrish, שצריכים לפרייס סומך לבסט. שצריכים לפרייס סומך לבסט. So many of the shame say that's not smart. is an asmachte. Why do we say it's an asmachte? Because we passed the vested rabba, but Avnetam and many other rishonim say it's not an asmachte. And even though we passed the vested rabba, so as Avnetam says, that only shayach after the yima vested has expired. So then we say, as the Or HaShulchan explains it, so since the yima vested has expired and she is not cognizant of any agoshe, so that's the raya, that this time the era of his mana was not bought, because had it been bought, so it would come. So that's only shayach after the yima vested has expired, has elapsed. But on the yima vested, so maybe the Erech will be bought in the midst of the Tashmish, so it will be nichshu in a Nisakores. So that's why it's just on the rise. That's why it's just on the rise, according to Rabbeinu. Now, the Shita of the whole, so according to Rabbeinu, it's just on the rise the whole Eino. In other words, suppose she has a Vesed Kavua of having the period every 25th day at noon. At noon shop. So maybe the whole day she's a surah in the rise. So it's also a prayer. The shita of the Roi Benekabayis is that only that show of the vessel. In other words, because we see that there is a Tanya who says that she's only a surah in the Bible that show. We don't pass by that. But there is one Tanya who says that, let's say, if a woman has, let's say, the vessel at noon, so Mele, from 11 o'clock till 12, she's asur. But not the whole day. We pass through that she's asur the whole day. So the whole shiti is that as far as the rice is concerned, so it's only asur the Bible that the chop. But with Rabbonon, she's asur the whole day. But shita from the Tam is that according to Tamui, who say that she's asur the whole day, and even though she always has the period, let's say, 12 noon or 11, so she saw the whole the daylight or night time or night in it. So that's with the rice. B'shas v'esta tzorich nifritz memo in achas. V'roi m'shok chay v'yisel m'tash v'shamit v'vavad. Im ubi yeyim kevz v'memo yisayim kule. Afiu ima v'esek v'seyfe. U'muta miyad v'lai lo shlach. V'chay nimi v'tchelosei. Pirish kola yeyim u'takla lai lo shlipono. וכן הדינים ובלילה, פרץ חובה לילה ומתבילים שלו פונות, ולאחר, אין שכל מום בסד דגימו פונים, אוי פעם האחר, אוי פעם האחר. מה? So, there is the shita of the Ozoa, and also of the Ravon, that the Baal is also not only in that particular Eine, when she has a period, and the Eine before that. But all the other Shein, Achim, and the Mechaber, the Tur, the Mechaber, Tamor, they're not Cheshish for it. The only one of the Nisikelim of the Poskim who is Cheshish for the Shite of the Erzorua, that the husband is Oser, Lobi Arishte, not only in the Eine, but even in the Eine, prior to the Eine, when she usually has the period, is the Shach. But the Shach limits the scope of the shita of the Ozoa and Rabon. He says that even the Ozoa and Rabon, they only apply it to a woman who has, let's say, the period always on the 25th. But sometimes she has the period at the beginning of the 25th, sometimes in the middle, and sometimes at the end. So then, the shita of the Ozoa and Rabon is in as much as it fluctuates on the 25th day or on the 5th of the month, it fluctuates, let's say, sometimes the first moment of the daytime, she has the period, sometimes in the middle of the daytime, sometimes just 1 minute before sunset in the daytime. So maybe she is considered as if she had the period all the time of the daytime or of the nighttime. So maybe, according to Ravon, since it's unpredictable when she'll have it, when the beginning of the day, or the middle of the day, or the end of the day, so she has to observe the Eino prior to the day. But suppose she's always accustomed to get a period, let's say at 11 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't fluctuate, then even the Ravon and the Zawah made it that she only has to observe that Eino, not the Eino. So in such a case, the Shach passes that we have to be finished for the Shittet of the Ravon and the Zawah. All right, now, then the Ravon has another Shittet. The Ravon, the Avioso, has, the Rishmaim mentions the name of the Avioso, and that's also the Shittet of the Ravon, because on the Ravon, on one hand, the Ravon is a machmir and he requires that they should be separated in the Eine prior to the Eine, on which she's accustomed to get there. And then the Ravon and the Avi also, they say something else. I mean that the Halacha, the Avi also says that the Halacha of the Eino is not as all the other Shemim say. That it means either the daylight Eino or the night Eino, but it represents a period of 12 hours. Sometimes this period of 12 hours consists of the hours of the night time or the daylight time, the Nekunax day. So in other words, the Rabbi Yosef says that when we say that if a woman gets the period, let's say, in the daytime, so then she has to be separated from the husband in the daytime. If she gets the period in the nighttime, she has to be separated in the nighttime, only if it's an equinox day, in the Nisri Tishri. So when the day is from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and the night is from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., so then, if she has the inner, let's say, 11 o'clock in the morning, if she has the vessel in the 11 o'clock in the morning, so the day, she has to observe the day. And if she has it, let's say, 11 o'clock at night, so she has to observe the night. But if it's not an economic day, so then she has to be separated from the husband for a period of 12 hours. If it's not. So the question is, how are we to reckon this period of 12 hours? So there are a number of shittes in the Avios of Shittes. Because all the other Rishonim, they say that Eino means night Eino or daylight Eino. And so if it's an equinox day, so then the night Eino or the daylight Eino consists of 12 hours. If it's, let's say, if it is the little things are Ruchim, so the night Eino might consist of 18 hours, you see. And if, let's say, it's in Eitamos HaRuchim, and if she has the Riyas Dam in the daylight of Tammuz, so then she has to be separated the daylight Eino consists of 18 hours, according to all the Rishonim. But according to Rabbi Yosef, it's always a period of 12 hours. So when does it consist of the night Eino or daylight Eino? Only an equinox day or an equinox night. But if it is the other days, so then the Eino that she has to be separated from the husband consists of a certain number of hours in the night plus the day. Now the question is, how are the 12 hours to be reckoned? So there is the first motion of the Kedusha, which is also the Shita of the Shach, and then the second motion of the Kedusha, and then the second motion of the Kedusha, so it's two Mishenes, and then the Tashite is three, and then the Chasam Sefer is four, and the Rishonim are five. Now, the first motion of the Kedusha, and the Shach, and the Shach and the Kulis HaKesed, they say that according to the Avi Yosef, so it has to be counted from 6 to 6. I say I'm from 6 to 6 because it's very convenient. I mean, the Shach, the Drisha doesn't formulate it in these simple terms. But that's what it means, from 6 to 6. In other words, the first washing the Drisha, the Shach says that according to the Avi Yosef, let's say it's Yimei, let's say it's Yimei Tevis Akzor. And let's say the Netzach Hamo is at 7:30. And Shkias HaChamo is at 4:30. So the daytime, the Yimitevus HaKtzorim, consists of 9 hours. And the night consists of 15 hours. So if she has a Veset Kavua, suppose a certain woman has a Veset Kavua from, let's say, at 11 o'clock, so then on the 5th of the month, at 11 o'clock, she has a period. So then every month, she's a soul by law for 12 hours. And how are the 12 hours reckoned? From and now in the half, the Shach says in the first motion of Rishon, prior to Netzach Hamo, that means if the Netzach Hamo in Yemei Tevisak Tzoy is at 7:30, so an hour and a half in the night is 6 o'clock, and the class she's asur until an hour and a half into the night. It means from 6 to 6. That's one worship in the tradition, and there's the Shach Shita. There's the Shach's Pshat in the Avios. Then the second motion in the tradition is that we reckon it from 12 to 12. From 12 noon to 12 midnight. So in other words, if she has a reset at four in the afternoon, so on the 5th of the month, so then she's a saw the bio every month on the 5th of the month from 12 noon till 12 midnight. And suppose she has the Veset at 9 o'clock at night on the 5th of the month, so then she will be Asura from 12 midnight to 12 noon. 12, it's very strange. I mean, the second version of the it's a very strange pshat. And then the Taz pshat in the Aviosof is that the 12 hours are to be reckoned by taking 6 hours prior to the Eino and 6 hours subsequent to the Veset. Let's say, if she has a Veset, a period, let's say, at 11 a.m., in the morning, on the 5th of the month, so every 5th of the month, she has to be chesheshes if it's 11 o'clock, so that means from 5 p.m. in the morning, so from 5 p.m. in the morning till 5 p.m. in the afternoon. That's according to the times. Now then, the Chassam Sefer in Chuvei Siyaveh, Simen Kufantes, he says that she has to reckon the 12 hours from the moment she expects to have the Riyas Dam until 12 hours later. In other words, so if she has the Riyah, let's say, on the 5th of the month, let's say, at 10 a.m., so she's asur on the bayrah every 5th of the month from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. And the Eben Shlomo, there's the Pirush and the Ravon. He says the same thing, but instead of reckoning the 12 hours as of the moment she expects to have the Riyah, so he reckons the 12 hours before the moment. So that 5 shittas in explaining the shita of that verse. But let's go over the Shach in Sid Zayin. There is something a very big chiddush in connection with Kriya Shema and Tfilo of the Shach, that is, from this Shach we see that the Shach is chilek practically on all the Shalim and on all the Pasuk. Now, Eise Ayim. So he says, Ibu b'yein peres imenu Eise Ayim kulei, afilo im aveset b'seite, umuta miyad balayu, shalach, Eise Ayim. Kosov ago ismaimim shim aviyoso, v'chamo eino yeimu layo b'yein nisri tish. V'chotzi yeim, v'chotzi layo b'yein tamuz v'teimus, at kawashim. Ubis yosef dochodlo, me'acha sha'aposkimu iskeru. Because all the other Shalim say that it always means either an Enas Laila or an Enas Yeh. And sometimes in an equinox day, so the Enas Laila or the Enas Yeh happens to be 12 hours, but if it's in Yeh Meitamus Ahuchi, so the Enas Yeh might be 18 hours. So it varies, Zeh Nachanach. But he says no, it's always 12 hours. So, Ubris Yosef Dochodrov, Machsha Apostle is Kerug, and Mishin Mishas, Mashma, and Mikopi, and Ayim, 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 und Masha will iskeru Aposki mehr Reihe, die bis Stamm Yim und bis Stamm Leila Meire. Wenn ich ein Name, die mit Kupfer Stamm und Zwitei Reis, die ein Schlagschiff, schon ist Mann Reis, die Chai Gabme Mozino, die Chame Duchte. Now here, there is something strange. It seems, when we use the expression, schon ist Mann Reis, what do we mean? Schon ist Mann Reis, we use the expression. And that's the way it's used by all the Poski, by the Shem and by Achrei. But the Shach uses the expression shoyis manies in a different sense. In a different sense. When we use the expression shoyis manies, we mean, let's say, Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, this man Kriya Shema is a gimel shoyis behem. So the Rambam says shoyis manies. What does it mean shoyis manies? A fourth of a day. So that way shoyis manies means not 3 hours, each hour consisting of 60 minutes, 180 minutes altogether. But it means 1/4 of the day. So suppose the day, it consists not of 12 hours, the daylight, but it consists of 16 hours, so then the Gimel Shoyis Manies would be 3/4 of 16, you see. Not 3 hours. It would be more than 3 hours. This is the usual meaning of Zmanies. But the Shach understands by Shoyis Manies something else. He understands by you'll see on me. If you go over the Shach in Sifzikeo and the Shach in Kudas HaKesef, so you'll see that this is how he understands, how he uses the expression Shoyis Manies. In other words, according to the Shach, Kriya Shema, this Man Kriya Shema every day is 9 a.m. Every day, whether it's an equinox day, Or it is Yimei Teves, Yimei Tamus Aruchim, or Yimei Teves Saktorim. It's always this Man Kriya Shema is always at 9 o'clock. Always. I mean, there is someone else who agrees with the Shach. I mean, all the Rishayim say the contrary. The Rambam Tosh HaMishnah says the contrary. All the Rishayim, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is to the contrary. But the Shita of the Shach is that Zman Krishna is always at 9 o'clock. 9 a.m. This Shach should not be mentioned to people. Because if you mention it, they will immediately rely on this Shach. So, and there is Rabbi Yaakov Emden says the same thing. There is the Sefer of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Me'el Tzio, it's a very good Sefer, and the Shulchan Aruch. So he says the same thing, that it's always Gimu Shoyis. In other words, when the Shach uses the expression Zmanies does not mean proportion. But it doesn't mean Gimu Shoyis Manies, does not mean, according to the Shach, it does not mean 1/4 of the length of the day, but it means 3 hours, from 6 a.m. Why 6 a.m.? What's the difference with 6 a.m.? What's the difference with 6 a.m.? The answer is, in an equinox day, is considered a normal day. And any other day, not equinox, because in the equator, it's always equinox day. So in other words, so a normal day is considered from 6 to 6. But sometimes the Netzach Hamor is at 4 o'clock, at 4 in the morning, 4 a.m. And the Shkiyas HaHamor is at 8 p.m. So then he mentions in Medrash that B'yemei Tamuz HaRuchim, so the daylight borrows month, hours from the night. And B'lele Tevis HaRuchim, so on the contrary, so the night borrows from the day. So in other words, that means that the normal Zman of the daylight, end of night, is the way it is at the equator. That's called the Kav HaShomer, the equator. This is the normal. And when we have Lele Yemei Tamuz HaRuchim and Lele Tevis HaRuchim, so that's not considered the normal day and the normal night. So the Mele, the Zman Krishna is Gimul Shoyes from 6 a.m. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden agrees with the Shach, and there is one of the Gdelim, Rabbi Yankel Kalina. So he also agrees, even though he was Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner's Talmud Mubek, and of course Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, so he agreed with the Shita of all the Rishonim and all the Poskim, that Zmanis means proportional how? If Gimel Shoyes Zmanis means 1/4 of the day, but Rabbi Yankel Kalina in his Tshuves, he also agrees with the Shita of the Shach and with Rabbi Yankel. And then among the Hasidic Rebbeim, so all the Gdelim among the Hasidic Rebbeim, including the Rav Shulchan Aruch, they all say, I mean, the way it is taken for granted by all the Poskim, I mean, the Zmanis means a proportional hours. It means one-fourth of the day. The first Kamana Rebbe, he is machriya with so much certainty and so much conviction that this is so. But this is the Shach. So he says, Veinachaname v'kurastamus v'teveis v'yishlach shev shlo izmanuiz v'chaygavne motzino v'chamu tuchte v'shas v'poski k'idei v'yishliya shma v'yorachayim rei simen v'nches ולחומץ בערב פסח בערכיים סימן טוף מונגימו סיבלו בעגו יסרה. Now let's see what he mentions. First of all, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says לגבי קריאת שמע. The Simen Ches, let's see what it says there. Simen Ches, Sobs, in Sivo, the Machaber says, Afal pi shezmano nimshach hatzif ha-shoah ha-gimu, imobro shoah ha-gimu volikoro, kere yeiso bibirk yourself. Kol shoah dalet, shu shlish ha-yei. So what did he say? He says just the reverse. He knew what the Chava says, but he mentions also Kigemin Chometz, the Chaygavne Motzim, the Chamaduch, the Mishas, the Posmo, the Mishme, the Rechayim, Rish, Simen, and Ches, and the Chometz, the Arif Pesach, the Rechayim, Simen, Tov, Min, Gimu, Sif, Alev, Ba'agoy Yisrael. So he refers you to the Agoy Yisrael. So let's see what Ramo says there. Sifal. Topman Gim. Sifal. Topman Gim. Tochen gimu sifal. Chometz mi vof shoy so mailo bi yom yedalet osa banoi. That's the rise. Afternoon. After chatzos. Vi osru chachomim bei shoy skedem. The haine mitchilas shor chamishis. So it's osa bachile after gimu shoyis. Why? So actually, we should ask, Chachomim would ask only Shor Shishis, and Shor Hamishis they wouldn't ask. And Shor Shishis is also Bein Ba'achile, Bein Ba'amoy. But Ba'achile, they ask because of Exerim, Shemim Amuno, sometimes one can make a mistake. So they ask Ba'achile, not only Shor Shishis, but even Shor Hamishis. So that means that when is it Muta Ba'achile? Only the first 4 hours. The first 4 hours. The first 4 hours so is the equivalent of the Zman Tfile. I mean, Zman Krishne is Gimel Choyz Baye. And Zman Tfile is Dalet Choyz Baye. So in other words, so the same Zman that is the Zman that represents the Zman, the end of Zman Tfile, so also represents the end of Zman Achilles Chomitz, Arapes. So Vosu Hachomim Dei Choyz Kedem. The Haimim Mitchila Shor Chamishis. Umiu kol shor chamishis mutabanoi. Alright. So then, this is the b'chav. Then the Ramo says, uvishnaso yibu shayim oruch, elu harba shoyis lifin yenayim. Umutalecheil chometz ashni shayim. Rambam fiosha mishner, rishbroches, that's the Rambam shita, in order to shayim. That all the shoyis of the Gemore are shoyis manis. It means proportion. In contrast to shoyis shoyis, shoyis is shor shobim, shobim. Is what we call out. What do we call out? Not one twelfth of the daylight. Or an hour of the night is not one twelfth of the night. So some maybe it varies if it's 1/12 of the daylight or the night. It varies. Sometimes it's 60 minutes and sometimes it's 55 minutes and sometimes it's 50 minutes and sometimes it's 75 minutes. Let's say in the long summer days. So what a short man is might be 75 minutes. But what we call hour is a shor shofar. That means 60 minutes. So the Rambam says that in regard to Krishna, in regard to Tfilah, in regard to Chometz, Alban Achila of Chometz, it all depends upon shor zmanis. So when we say that it's oser, ad dalet choyz, it means, I mean, chometz is muta b'achile. Ad dalet choyz, it means the third of the day. Third of the day. So Rambam mentions, Rambam fiyo shamish. And then he says, v'yei sheimrim ad bein choyz kelem chatzeis. Tchumes adeshen simen kufoma. So that's right. So there is a shita, the Rambam does mention a shita. That, ligabe chometz, ligabe achilas chometz, erech pesach, that you can always eat. Of course, Chometz, Erev Pesach usually is close to an Equinox Day. Not exactly an Equinox Day. I mean, Equinox Day is on March 20th. But Erev Pesach is not very far from March 20th. Sometimes it's removed by 20 days. All right, so that's as far as it can go. But it's close to the Equinox Day, Erev Pesach. But the Shite of the Tumas Adeshen is that in regard to Achilas Chometz, there it doesn't depend upon Zmanis, one third of the day, but 2 hours before Chatzis. 2 hours before Chatzis, that means it's always a 10 a.m. It's always a 10 a.m. So, the usual Pshat, first of all, that's only second Lashon in the Rambam, and as the second Lashon, and it appears that the primary Roshan is what the Rambam mentions at first in the name of the Rambam. But let's say, even if we accept the second Roshan, which is the Shita of the Tumas Adeshen, so the Rambam, the Tumas Adeshen says it only in regard to Chometz Erev Pesach, because over there it's the Rabbanon. And why did the Chachomim Asar after Dalet Choyz? Why did the Asar? Because of Zeirem Shemim Amunah. So the Mele, he says, it is always two even hours, 120 minutes prior to noon. Because over there, it's always the same time, 2 hours before noon. In other words, it's always at 10 o'clock. Always at 10 o'clock. Because the whole Iser of eating chometz after our choice is based upon Xeram Shekin Amunah. Mashenki, we got a church, we got a church, we got a church, we got a tefillah. But apparently the Shachas Yund, that when the Tumas Adeshin says, it's not only in respect to Achilas Chometz Arav Pesach, it's in respect to all choice. And that he calls money is the Shach. That he calls money is the Shach. In other words, money is means according to the Cheshbon in an Equinox day. When the day has its proper number of hours and the night has its proper number of hours. In other days, so the daytime is really borrowing from the night and the night is borrowing from the day. Yes?
What does the Shach consider Shabbos then?
Correct. Shabbos means Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Shabbos means Shabbos. But he calls that Zmanis. Shabbos certainly means Shabbos. Shabbos means it's always the same.
So then there's no difference between Zmanis and Shabbos for the Shach?
I mean, there's no difference. I mean, Zmanis means, according to the Shach, you see, Shabbos means 60 minutes. Zmanis, according to the Shach, means that we reckon it, we compute it, as if it had been a big way, as if it had been an equinox day. So that's what money is. That's what money is. A condition. All right. The Chaydam Nemotzin v'chametuch the Bishas of Poskim in Krishna Berachayim Yisim in Ches and Chomet Berach Pesha Berachayim Yisim in Tepin Yimu Zipalev Vago Yisarab U Nechishet Kufes The Chaydam Nechishet Kufes in Echaname. So there we compute it on the basis of that treasure. Uveozohu HaKosah Vizel Nishenim Peri Sodom Yishtei Somach Levesto Chovdal HaChoiz. That's the other sheet, the other chumah, which is a sheet as Yochid, that she has to observe not only one Eino, but Chovdal HaChoiz, two Einos, the Eino and the Eino prior to it. Chovdal HaChoiz, in Udiyo Odinas, V'yein Peres Menechoiz, V'yein Balai Lo Shofona, V'chein Lohet, V'chad Kan Lashemi, V'ayim Ravon Tzimi Shnei Pches, V'shas Peret Eish, V'yishas Yusam Udiyo, V'dei, nearly the Das Ravon, that you have to observe two Einos, the Eino on which is accustomed to get the period, and the Eino prior to it, the mother mission of Esekov Avinim King Shinesh Vav Esek Miris Leilom Bithilosophy 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 Leilom Vada Yisho Shepesto Kolayei Tzlicho Yifchis Kolayei Roshofono Ubehoche Mayre Yorzoa Ubeze Miyushef Shapia Mashihiksha Abes Yosef Mashihiksha Abes Yosef Yorzoa Oneged Hashas Ufini Ani Ezdaiti Lehoitzi Min Hashas Uferdaiti Nira Lehoitzi Min Hashas Kmo Shkesavti. It's not Neged Hashas. Why? Because the Arayas from the Gemore that a woman, if she has a Vesit Kavua in the daytime, so she's only asur lebayro in the daytime. Regardless of the length of the daytime, whether it's 12 hours or 16 hours or 9 hours, doesn't make any difference. So there is a rabbi in Gemara. But the Shach says, no, that Gemara is to be applied to a case where the woman has a veset in the shore kavua. It doesn't fluctuate. But when does the Ravon say that she has to observe twainess? When her vessel fluctuates, sometimes in the beginning of the day, sometimes in the middle of the day, sometimes in the end of the day. וגם הבחקוס אף שמשמע שהיורי ברד השם נהיל כאוזרוע. וגם בהגועס, גם בהגועס, שריתור הסימן זיין, היל דברי אוזרוע, מסכונו, וכן כוס על בישראל אשר מריר, בשם מריר. So now let's see how the Shach. So that's in respect to the Ozawashi. And the Ravon happens to agree with the Ozawashi that she has to observe two days, not one day. But then there is the Shite of the Aviosof. And the Ravon happens to agree with the Aviosof also. But it's two separate questions. I mean, one Ravon should not be equated with the other Ravon. It's too simple. It just happens that the Ravon, on one hand, he agrees with the Zohar, who is a Machmir, and he says that he has to observe two Eilas, and then the Ravon also agrees with the Abiyosa. The Abiyosa Shita is neither a Chumra nor a Kula. Sometimes it's a Chumra, sometimes it's a Kula. It all depends. You see, according to all the other Rishonim, so there is a chumre, because in case of you made tamus aruchim or you made or lele is tevis aruchim, but it's a kulein in connection of you made tevis aktsoi or lele is tamus aktsoi. So the Ravon also agrees with Shita Beosov that the deino that she is asoi does not mean night davke or day davke. It means a period of 12 hours. So the question is, how are the 12 hours to be reckoned? According to Rabbi Yosef, so the Shach Shita is, let's see how the Shach says it in Nikudas HaKesem. You don't have to go over the whole Nikudas HaKesem, but just let's see Nikudas HaKesem. Now, the Nikudas HaKesem, in that Kuf Chof Ches on the base. אבל ודאי חשבינו שויז מניאס וכמי שחשבתי בסיסיקיה שום כי כל זה שויז מניאס ולראות שלאים הדי אינבסטו ביי בתקוף הסטייליס this is the very black of this the first small one in the case לראות שלאים הדי אינבסטו ביי בתקוף הסטייליס שהיין הנה יאו תשויז let's say we are assuming that in תקוף הסטייליס when the day is very short, so sunrise is at 7:30. So in other words, then in an equinox day, sunrise is at 6 a.m. And here it's one and a half hour, 90 minutes late. So sunrise is 90 minutes late. So Shayei and sunset is at 4:30. So altogether is 4.5 hours prior to noon and 4.5 hours subsequent to noon, 9 hours. So, in your attention, so it's not enough for her to be separated from the husband from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That means from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. The investors we say halaylo, kishepos aloch oshpam sheni, ines halaylo, nitzorich lichvish nitzorich halaylo, el yisho omechto nitzorich halaylo, atcho omechto lichvish nitzorich halaylo, shu yudgimus yudei shoyis, mishim yudkup asnilis halaylo, mishim yudkup asnilis, halaylo lobo misi bayei, umitzorich halaylo, yisho omechto shemas lato lichvish halaylo, ho yorou lichvish adayin yei limeis, ho yorou, why yorou? Because it's all, if you consider it, from the point of view of the way it is at the equator. So then it's wrong, you see. So, V'chein sho mechto shesip alaylo, ho yorou mi esyein v'menis, v'al derer ze v'meitamus. V'chein pirish v'trisho v'tchir, v'al pirish achten shetobas v'trisho, iker, eilei raglayim chav. So, this is the first loshen in v'trisho. And the Shach adapts that loshen in v'trisho. That it means from 6 to 6. Either from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. if the veset of the woman happens to be in the daytime, or from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. if the veset of the woman happens to be in the nighttime. There's the first lashon of Rishi, and the Shach adapts this lashon. Then the second lashon of Rishi is that it's from 12 to 12. Let's say if the veset happens to be in the afternoon. So she has to be chesheshes, she has to be separated from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. If the veset is at night, so she has to be separated from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. So that's the second motion of the So the Shach says it has no basis. It really is a very strange Shach. The Chol HaPoch is the first motion of the you understand? In other words, we consider the Ina Sayei and the from the point of view of what it would be adequate from the point of view of what it would be on March 20th, on September 20th, So the Emes Aleihem would be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and the Emes Aleihem would be from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So the Mele Hebrew in Tammuz and Tevis, we also recommend it the same way as we would recommend an Nekman's day, or a degrader every day of the year. For the second question, I mean, what's the Yichas, what's the significance from 12 to 12? I mean, do we say, well, count the day from 12 to 12? That's an arbitrary thing. What are the OPD? What's the significance from 12 to 12? It's a very strange pshat. So that's why the Shach says in Rabbi, and the second question of the vision. Now the times. It's a long taz. I don't want, you know, to go over it inside. But in the last few lines, the taz says his pshat. V'nira di rav yosef atzmei, efshya deino chanam, po yuchay shim tomut liyisea, shisha shoyi shal yifnei ashoa shal yigilo lirayis, v'shisha lachar. 6 hours before, 6 hours before, in other words, if she has the beset at 11 a.m., if she has the beset at 11 a.m., so then shisha shoyes, let's say, lifanov from 5 a.m., and then shisha hours up to 5 p.m. Nimtza b'shishlach nimtza b'gil liris b'tchilas ayim v'chanamu etere b'siv ayim achas shisha shoyes. So this is the task. And then you have the Chasam Sefer Pshat, that you reckon the 12 hours after the moment when she's expecting to have the period. And the Ben Shlomo, the Perush on there, that 12 hours, but 12 hours prior to the moment when she expects to have the period. I mean, but anyway, it's not really very relevant because no one passed this like the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. I mean, all the Rishonim and all the Poskim, they passed that we have to, that she has to consider the Inas Hayim or the Inas Hayim, regardless of the number of hours. Now, I don't want to go beyond that, but two things. First of all, tomorrow I have a very important appointment in the afternoon, so I would like to start. I must start this year at 9 o'clock, not after 9 o'clock. Because I'll have to finish it early. I can't finish it the way I finished today at 12 o'clock. So I want to start the Shia. Now, the tefillah is over even though there is Chesed Torah, so it will be over by 8:30 or 8:35. So I would like to start the Shia at 9 o'clock. That's one thing. And then, connect, we leave it here, and then you should be prepared with the two in the Shofanov, with the Taz and the Shachs, up to Simen Kuf Pizayin. As a matter of fact, Simen Kuf Pivol we went over, but you don't have any, in Simen Kuf Pivol, you don't have any Taz, you only have a Shach. And that Shach discusses the Shite. The Shita of the Reef in Suvis, and we went over. So we already went over at Nisan. So you should be prepared for tomorrow, up to the end of Simen Kuf Pei Vav, in the tour and the Shofanov.